At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Polls have opened for runoff elections to settle races from the March primaries. Statewide, voters will determine whether Houston businessman Andrew White or former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez will become the Democrat to take on Republican incumbent Greg Abbott for governor. KERA's Christopher Connolly says both candidates have a lot in common.
Both say that the state should increase education spending. Both want to see more people get health insurance and have better access to health care. Both say they're pro-Second Amendment, but want to see some gun reforms. The difference is really more style and emphasis. White talks about business a lot. Valdez talks a lot about supporting the underserved. And both of them spend a whole lot of their time talking about why they think Greg Abbott is bad for Texas.
Other North Texas races include a choice of Democrats to take on Dallas area incumbent GOP Congressman Pete Sessions, the matchup for Joe Barton's U.S. House seat, and the Republican runoff for Jeb Hensarling's spot in Congress. We've got a voter's guide at keranews.org. Our series, The Race to Save Failing Schools, focuses on efforts to turn around low-performing schools in North Texas. In Fort Worth, John T. White Elementary has the state's lowest rating, improvement required. The school district has turned John T. White and other low-performing schools into leadership academies. The district's pouring more resources into the campuses, things such as paying teachers more and extending the school day. KERA Stella Chavez talked about all this with Eric Austin.
Let's start off with some of the challenges that John T. White faces.
One of the biggest challenges in that school is that the population of students considered at risk has really skyrocketed from about 26% to 74% since 2012. And the passing rates for state standardized tests are also really low. For example, less than 50% of Black students pass the math and English STAR tests, and fewer than half of poor students passed math, and just over half of them passed English. And that's important because the state expects high performance among different groups. We wanted to get into the school to do some reporting, but the district wouldn't allow us. They said that the principal didn't want any distractions because they're really trying to turn the school around.
And while the district did not let you into the school, district officials did sit down and talk with you about what's going on inside that school. So I'm curious what they told you.
Yeah, well, basically the school has faced a lot of challenges. The population is changing. There are more Spanish-speaking families moving in, so the district has had to hire more bilingual teachers. And many students aren't completing the school year there. Mobility is a huge issue at the school. It's around 40%, and it's been as high as 46% a few years ago. That means that kids are coming and going. Here's Karen Molinar. She's the chief of elementary schools for the district.
Some of our students that attend John T. White and some of our other campuses, they sometimes have a 2 or 3 week gap of education if they are mobile. John T. White is one of the campuses that we struggle with it not having that sense of community because of the mobility rate.
And I understand that in that neighborhood at John T. White, there are a lot of apartments and there are a lot of students living in apartments, and a lot of those families are moving around to different apartments. Explain the implications of that.
A lot of times the families are looking for better deals. I mean, these are families who are living on a limited budget. Apartments might offer a really good leasing option in the middle of the school year, which means the kids will be taken out of the school they're in and enrolled into another school in the middle of the year. They might even return to the school where they started out. But this constant moving around is a huge disruption for the student and also for the teachers, because the teachers don't know what students were learning before in the school they were previously in. Here's Priscilla Dilley. She oversees the elementary leadership academies.
When you have kids in and out, it creates gaps for kids. And so it's like you're starting over. Students are coming in with instructional gaps. That can be a challenge for teachers of how is it that I'm going to change my instruction year after year.
So is there anything that John T. White Elementary School officials are doing to address the mobility?
Well, they're definitely trying. They're working with more parents, like doing home visits. Here's Karen Molinar.
So we're also trying to work with parents and say, hey, keep your student here. Like, what can we do? So we're when they're trying to withdraw them, we're trying to see how we can assist to get them to stay.
They're also going to apartments and talking to apartment managers. They've asked them, you know, can they move their lease specials to the summer or offer incentives to kids in apartments who bring home report cards? The district's also added bus routes to help the students in apartments get to and from the school.
So let's take a step back from John T. White and go back to all the leadership academies in the district. This concept, how will the district know if this is working?
District officials say they're seeing some very tangible changes, and some of these are not necessarily anything that can be measured by a test, but they say that there's still positive improvements at these schools. Here's Karen Molinar, who talks about the teachers who took on these jobs.
A lot of times they're left out of the limelight, and they're doing that work on a daily basis. They go from 8 to 4, and they stay even later. We have seen teachers show up at birthday parties for students. They are so invested in these students, just not during the school day. And that's what you cannot buy.
And she says what the state measures as success, so how students do in math and reading, for example, on the state standardized tests, is different from what district officials see as success on these campuses. Yes, the tests are important, they say, but they also want to see, you know, has there been a culture change in the schools? Are the kids more engaged in learning? Have the teachers developed a better relationship with parents? These are all things they say you really can't put a price on, and that the teachers and staff who are working in these schools, they're doing it because they want to see these kids succeed and they want to see these academies turn around.
Stella Chavez, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Eric.
Check out 360-degree camera shots and neighborhood data at kera.org/savingschools. In the forecast, a 20% chance of rain through tomorrow, partly sunny otherwise today with a high around 88. It's 73 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.